Hachette Audio presents The King's General, written by Daphne du Maurier, read by Juliet Stevenson.
Chapter 1. September 1653. The last of summer. The first chill winds of autumn. The sun no longer strikes my eastern window as I wake, but turning laggard does not top the hill before 8 o'clock. A white mist hides the bay sometimes until noon and hangs about the marshes too, leaving, when it lifts, a breath of cold air behind it. Because of this, the tall grass in the meadow never dries, but long past midday shimmers and glistens in the sun, the great drops of moisture hanging motionless upon the stems. I notice the tides more than I did once. They seem to make a pattern to the day. When the water drains from the marshes, and little by little the yellow sands appear, rippling and hard and firm, it seems to my foolish fancy as I lie here that I too go seaward with the tide, and all my old hidden dreams that I thought buried for all time are bare and naked to the day, just as the shells and the stones are on the sands. It is a strange, joyous feeling, this streak back to the past. Nothing is regretted, and I am happy and proud. The mist and cloud have gone, and the sun, high now and full of warmth, holds revel with my ebb tide. How blue and hard is the sea as it curls westward from the bay, and the black head, darkly purple, leans to the deep water like a sloping shoulder. Once again, and this I know is fancy, it seems to me that the tide ebbs always in the middle of the day.